doing something a little bit dangerous here. I'm recording this in Audacity rather than the Audio Boo. I guess it's Flash or a Java recorder, which wasn't playing well in my Linux netbook. So we'll see how this one turns out. But I wanted to... I was thinking a little bit more about how to overcome this Clubber Lang problem that I'm facing today, you know, right now as we speak. So I've been up at work for about 5.5 hours. Haven't really gotten much done. A lot of stuff that I should be doing. Just not working on it. But I got plenty of food. I took plenty of drugs. appropriate amounts of caffeine. Meditated. That kind of stuff. Kind of made a to-do list. For a reason, it just kind of, it wasn't happening. So... I kind of was trying to strategize here a little bit, trying to wrap my head a little bit more around metaphor or a different way to think of Clubber Lang. So the metaphor I came up with, so you could almost think of like an Apollo Creed problem versus a Clubber Lang problem as being something like the difference between fat wood and wet wood. So fat wood, so I'm not talking about dicks, I'm talking about, you know, wood. Fat wood is dry wood that's very easy to start, maybe even sometimes treated wood, not so much treated in the sense that it's like, you know, water resistant or anything like that, but like the quick start logs that you might get at, you know, convenience store or something like that. Versus, you know, damp wet wood that's very hard to ignite, right? So I was thinking of you know, methods, techniques, principles, heuristics, if you want to call them that, of how to approach situations I'm in now, and it occurred to me that it was sort of like kindling, right? And that you need to kind of break things that seem overwhelming into smaller chunks. So sort of like, you know, you do with a log where you shave off parts of it, if it's wet, into smaller chunks to start a larger one. Or you need to find easy things, right, or easier things. Say like small dry pieces of wood, twigs, whatever, and group those together, right? So finish those or finish small parts of something that's larger until you can ignite a larger fire, right? Which is, it's kind of what we're after. It's you know, unlike the Apollo Creed and Clubber Lang issues, it wasn't so much that the potential wasn't there, that you didn't have a lot of firewood or that you couldn't start a big fire. It was just that in the first case, it was easier to start. In the second case, starting it was half of the problem. With Clubber Lang, if you want to follow that analogy, right? Then I started thinking about other mental characteristics. So we have patience, tenacity, but giving, you know, more than just adjectives there. Trying to think of a number of times that you should try doing something, and I came up with 5 or 6. I felt like five works for the 5 whys, then with an optional 6, then maybe it should work for this. So try doing something 5 or 6 times, and then you're allowed to either give up or try another method. Try to be clever. Then in terms of breaks and distractions, take breaks, but don't let the breaks take you. So encourage things that are likely to make you more efficient at kindling or working. Right, and try to encourage symbiotic distractions, and then try to extirpate, mitigate, or if all else fails, adapt to non-symbiotic. Perhaps you'd call those parasitic distractions. And that's all I've got for now. Peace out, Audio Boo.